Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Gentlemen, welcome back. It is Bedford the Cycle here on the BetMGM Network. Rob Brown, Cody Decker, and you, Nunefour, every single Saturday. Take you around the landscape of sports as we get the final 60 underway over in the Major League Baseball world. 3-1, Marlins up on top of the Nationals. The Reds lead the Tigers 7-1. Decker and I's parlay in Parlay v. Parlay has gone up in smoke. Pirates 1, Cubs nothing. The Cubs got hammered yesterday. Bad loss to Pittsburgh. Now find themselves on the losing end of this one. It is only bottom third. So very early in that one. Over in the College World Series, UCLA is up on top of the Murray State Racers, 2-0 top three, but the Racers trying to get something going here in the top of the third. There are two outs, but runners on second and third. So Murray State trying to get a little something going. We'll keep you up to date on that game as the show continues. Over in the W, a couple of games that are either underway or getting there. Minnesota has been all over LA today. They lead 91-69, and that is closer than it was earlier when it was 61-26. And we are just about to get underway with the Liberty and the Fever. New York minus 3.5 with a total of 170. And that one, Caitlin Clark is back on the floor today, or at least was scheduled to be back on the floor today. For the Indiana Fever, I do like Indiana cover up 3.5, and that is 100% a Caitlin Clark bet. Cody Decker, are we bringing Double D into play a game? It's been a while since we've seen his beautiful cherub-like face, Deck. Is it time to bring in Double D to play a little whatever game we want to play?
I think that's a phenomenal idea. Let's bring him in and play one of these phenomenal games.
Double D, get that bright. Shining. Perfect. Action. Or just roll the intro. That works too.
I think you're overreacting.
We overreacted.
Or makes sense.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
On Bet for the Cycle on the BetMGM Network.
I figured since you couldn't remember what game we were going to play, I'd just roll the intro so you didn't, you know, mistakenly think it was something else, sir.
Dad, I guessed it maybe. 50% chance.
Yeah, you had a 50-50 chance. All right, let's start her up. I will start with you, Rob Brown. Overreaction makes sense. All three Cubs outfielders will be selected to the All-Star game this year.
Deck, I feel like our friends in Chicago are starting to feel themselves a little bit. And it's frustrating.
You think?
Because like 3 weeks ago, I was screaming at them, hey, your baseball team's good. Hey, maybe stop asking when the collapse is coming. Hey, this is a good Chicago team. And no, we're going to collapse. We're going to fall apart. And then they don't collapse. They don't fall apart. They start coming back from the dead, or from not coming back from the dead. They've been alive the whole time. They start playing good baseball 70 games into the season. And now all of a sudden, I got to listen to them like they're the damn Dallas Cowboys. It's beyond infuriating. That being said, I don't think it's an overreaction. I think it would make sense if that was to happen. Kyle Tucker's playing awesome baseball right now. Pete Crow Armstrong has been discussed multiple times as a potential MVP candidate this year. You know, if Ian Happ's going to stay in left, like he might be the one odd man out that doesn't get there. But I wouldn't say it's a ridiculous notion, Deck. Do I think it's going to happen? No. But it's not a ridiculous concept. God, I hate pumping up the heads of the Cubs fans even more than they already were.
I think you're getting two. I think you're getting Pete Crow Armstrong and Kyle Tucker. I think you're getting two, which, by the way, impressive. Could Seiya get there? Sure. I don't think he is. I think he might get in there, like voted in later. I don't think Ian Happ is going to make it. There are a lot of damn good outfielders in Major League Baseball is also part of the problem. So, but I do think you're going to get two. Pete Crow Armstrong's an all-star. Kyle Tucker's an all-star. Any other year, if these two guys weren't just absolutely dominating, I'd say Seiya Suzuki is unquestionably an all-star. But the problem is PCA is doing that and Kyle Tucker is doing that. So I do think you're getting two, and those are the two.
Okay, the only reason I ask this is because, as we know, Chicago fans show up for these kind of votes to get in too. So there's a lot there is a lot of clamor that they are going to try and "quote unquote," stuff the ballot box to make all three of these guys.
Yeah, but you're saying that like they don't, others don't do that as well. Like Cubs fans are definitely big fans, but are we pretending that Dodger fans aren't just as passionate? Mets fans aren't just as passionate. I mean, Mookie Betts is in Los Angeles. Is he going in as an infielder or an outfielder? Because Mookie Betts is an all-star.
Probably an infielder, I would think. All right, Cody Decker. Overreaction makes sense. Stanley Cup finals have been more entertaining than the NBA finals.
If you ask Rob Brown, he's going to say yes. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say that is an overreaction, but not in the way that you're expecting. I think these have both been badass and awesome. And you know what? It is very cool to say that. I don't have a complaint. I'm not going to be this guy that's going to be one or the other. Oh, NHL's been so much better than the NBA. NBA sucks in comparison, or vice versa. They've both been badass, and I want them to both continue being badass. The end. Period. Stop. We are in a phenomenal sports landscape right now.
Cody Decker said, if you ask Rob Brown, he's going to say it makes sense. So, Cody Decker, go ahead. Ask Rob Brown.
Hey, Rob Brown, does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it absolutely does. It absolutely does. And it's absolutely true. Listen.
Get out of here.
I'm glad you know me that well, Deck. Listen, you go back to game one. You get an overtime game. It's not an overtime game because it was boring. It was an overtime game because Bob Bobrovsky and Stu Skinner were both immaculate between the pipes. You get an overtime game because Florida, probably not as talented on paper as Edmonton behind Connor McDavid, but they know how to poke and prod you, and they did that, and it was phenomenal. Edmonton wins on a Draisaitl OT goal. Then you go to game two, double overtime. Florida recognizes, all right, we're going to have to be a little bit smarter about the tack to the offense while still being what we do. And they did that. And Brad Marchand, the rat, gets the double OT goal. We go back to Florida. Everybody's like, okay, we're alternating. We're going back and forth. It's time for the Oilers to shine. Florida kicks the dog snot out of Edmonton. We go to game four. And the thought is Edmonton is broken. They are cooked. Florida got into their heads. There's no coming back from this. And then Edmonton puts four in a row and another Leon Draisaitl overtime goal. There have been four games. Three of them have gone to overtime. The one that did not go to overtime was one of the most chaotic, ridiculous things I've ever seen in my damn life. Dude, The NBA Finals have been absolutely fantastic. What you are asking me here is to pick between like lemon meringue and chocolate mud is my favorite pie. You can't lose either way, but one of them's definitely got a little bit of an advantage here. The NHL playoffs right now, the NHL Stanley Cup Finals right now are damn close to being a perfect series.
I kind of agree with Cody, but Rob, you're correct for everything that you just said. Three out of the four going to overtime. Just the absolute being down 3-0 and coming back in that game four. It has been absolutely awe-inspiring and fun to watch.
Correct.
All right.
It's perfect.
I'm going to come back to Cody here. Jacob Mizorowski is the right-handed Randy Johnson. Overreaction makes sense.
He's pitched one game in five innings. Overreaction. Is it incredible what we just saw? Yes. Randy Johnson's in the Hall of Fame, dude. Randy Johnson just is about to have his number retired at two separate teams, and he's in the Hall of Fame. I appreciate the thought, but for the love of God, can we pump the brakes on a guy that just made his major league debut the other day? This is like everybody that's saying Jack Caglione's going to be the MVP this season. Can everybody just pump the damn brakes for one moment and understand being in the big leagues is really, really hard. And no one, and if you have never been to the big leagues, it's hard to stay in the big leagues and keep those numbers going. Mike Trout was sent down multiple times before he became Mike Trout. That's arguably one of the greatest players who ever lived. Definitely the best one I ever played against on a field. It just comes down to, what do you think this kid's going to be? Is he going to be Randy Johnson? And I'll tell you why the answer is no. That elbow is going at some point. I hate it. 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 I don't want him to ever get hurt. I hope he pitches for the next 20 years, pain-free and as healthy as humanly possible. And if he does that, he will be Randy Johnson. If he doesn't do that, he ain't going to be Randy Johnson. I don't think anybody's going to be Randy Johnson. I think the world of healthy pitchers that can pitch for that many years to be Randy Johnson, I think those days are gone, dude. It sucks to say that out loud, but truly look around. Clayton Kershaw is not that old age-wise, but if you look at Clayton Kershaw on the mound, it's like watching a 60-year-old on the mound.
So we were talking, you brought up Randy Johnson. Kenny puts in the chat that Randy Johnson was tall as hell. Dude was checking in at 6'10 or so. I've had this theory for a long time that one of the reasons that Randy Johnson was, and Deck, this may be just completely BS, you tell me. One of the reasons that Randy Johnson was able to go as deep into his career as he did, throw in the way he threw as deep as he did in his career, is at 6'10, you got physics working for you. You got the ball coming further back. You got more room to get that ball and the momentum coming off the hand. And when you let it go, it's, you know, not dramatically, but it's 4 or 5 inches closer to the dish than other pitchers can let it go. All of that goes into having a guy who can throw 97, 98, 99, do so deep into games and have a Hall of Fame career. They just ain't built like the big unit was built. And Mizorowski is going to be fun to watch. It's going to be interesting to watch. And I honestly, because I think baseball would be better if we had more of those guys, this is one of the reasons that I don't necessarily want the Pirates to trade Paul Skenes because I don't think they deserve him or whatever. I just want him to go play somewhere that people can see him, right? Because he's a beaut. He's a gem. It's going to be interesting to watch this guy develop because I think baseball would be better off if he does turn into a Randy Johnson. But as Cody Decker pointed out, fellas, he's pitched 5 innings. Not only did he pitch 5 innings, but he pitched 5 innings and then he left the game with an injury. Now, granted, it turns out it was just a cramp, but he pitched 5 innings and had to leave the game because of injury. What if that becomes the thing that happens? You get 2, 3, 4 innings of 102, 101, 103 baseballs, and then he can't go any deeper than that because I don't know. The point here is way too early to hope that he's Randy Johnson. Let's hope he's Paul Skenes. Let's hope he can give us a year or two of doing this, and then we'll worry about a Hall of Famer.
Question, Cody, because I don't think I've ever seen this. Are the pitching mounds different from minor league to MLB?
No.
Okay. Because I don't think I've ever seen a pitcher roll his own ankle getting back on the pitching mound.
Yeah, that was interesting. I really don't know what that was all about, but yeah, listen, he's fine, luckily.
Yeah.
I have no idea what's going on, but no, everything as far as everything, with the exception of one thing, the only thing that they put in the minor leagues that they don't have elsewhere is the double-sided bag at first base. And I understand why they don't have the two bag at first base in the major leagues right now, because of the look of it all. I get it. It makes people think of slow pitch softball. I don't care. Put it in the big leagues. I am so tired of seeing people get hurt in a way that they do not need to get hurt. Remember earlier, we talked about that first base rule being an actual thing that's left for interpretation. Put the base on the other side of the actual foul line, and it won't be a problem anymore. I can't believe we haven't done this yet. I truly can't believe it.
Do we want to continue this next segment?
Yes.
Don't we always?
Yes, we do.
Okay, just making sure, you know.
Yeah. Double D, I'm sorry, way, you have to go.
There's just a lot of talk about, and so.
No, I was just going to say, I'm sorry that while you're doing our show, you have to go work for somebody else too. We're going to massage it so that you have to stay here. Sorry.
No. I have no problem with that. It actually, you know, I personally don't care either way. I was just double checking. I will say this, boys. I kind of don't like looking at it now, the NFL stuff that I put in. So we're going to skip over those, and when we come back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.